1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Whitney. And with me is Dr. Jeff Dowder. Dr. Dowder is a professor of mechanical physics, part-time at Caltech University, California Institute of Technology. And he joins us from Pasadena, where he's getting ready to catch a plane for a roundtable on Hurricane Katrina. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
It's always a great pleasure, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Dr. Dowder, the hurricane that is bearing down on the coast of Texas right now is one that we last heard is of Category 5 strength. Have you heard that?
We have been. I've been in touch with a couple of people who are meteorologists, and they do say that, yeah, it is very, very, very big, and hopefully the authorities in Texas are making the proper, I guess you could say, precautions. But the thing that I believe is most important is that there not be panic, and that the evacuation, I'm not in favor of the evacuation.
You're not?
No, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. This goes along with the theory that many people have talked about, which is the metakinetic theory. And
tell me about that, because you say that that has something to do with people in distress drawing the hurricane to them, or...
Well, let me explain it so it doesn't sound too otherworldly. People in distress put out a certain amount of kinetic energy, which can create conditions that are favorable to some turbulent weather systems. For instance, I'll give you an example. When Hurricane Katrina came, that was a normal weather system. But when people panic, especially when the mayor and governor started to panic, that intensified and what I call metakinetic energy that almost acts like a magnet. And this kinetic magnet draws the weather system into that area. So what you have is almost, it's almost as if it's an invitation for the hurricane to return to the area.
All right, but you have advised people not to evacuate Texas, which is supposedly landfall for the new hurricane.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Once the people in Texas start to become, I suppose, emotional and panic-stricken, now you have the conditions what are ripe for what I call this metakinesis to take place, and so the hurricane is then drawn in a way to them. So, you know, they are evacuating to New Mexico or Arizona, then the weather system is drawn on to Arizona and New Mexico. And
all right, but let me take Katrina for you. The storm was headed for Alabama and for Mississippi originally.
That is correct, right.
So, using your theory, there was some panic or something that drew it into New Orleans.
Right, exactly. When the people of Mississippi and Alabama, in an effort to escape, it headed into New Orleans. That metakinesis, that metakinetic energy, drew the weather system to the very place that they were going, and felt safe there. But I guess not. They were safe there. They thought they were going to be safe there, but I guess not. You know. And
all right, I'm going to ask you something because you're going to get this question from a lot of people. This sounds like it's pseudoscience. Or maybe I'm out of my element.
No, it's not at all.
It's an area of the weather.
No, it's very specific. It's very technical, but any meteorologist will tell you about it. It's pretty standard in the study of these systems.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask any respected people in weather. I've talked to Dallas Raines at Channel 7. He talked to me about it. Christopher Nance at Channel 4 talked to me about it, and he's on the morning weather. He's on after the Today Show, or he's on, I think he's on before the Today Show, so he asked me about it.
Well, see, it sounds to me as if there is a non-physical link to the weather and people.
No, that if I'm explaining it that way, I apologize.
Okay. All right, so this is a very physical phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, this is really pretty basic weather mapping. It's pretty basic meteorology. You have hurricane people whose hurricane begins a certain migration pattern that tends to create inside the hurricane. If people begin to evacuate, the best way for me to put it is, if people begin to evacuate, it's like, I don't want to say it pisses off the hurricane, it POs off the hurricane. And that's a really basic way of looking at it. And
well, what do you mean? It makes the hurricane angry?
No, but it's drawn to people running away from it. I can give you an example from nature. A bear in the woods, if you are standing on a path and you're on a nature trail and you're hiking and a bear comes down the nature trail, many people's instinct is to run. If you run away from a bear down the nature trail, the bear will chase you. What is the advice they give you when you see a bear on a trail that you're hiking on? Stand still. Well, the same is the case on a hurricane, too. If you see a hurricane coming, the energy that you put out in escaping the hurricane only makes the hurricane, therefore, want to go to where you are. And that's about as basic as I can put it.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. I want to give our phone number out. We're talking to Dr. Jeff Dowder. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. As we talk about Hurricane Rita, you are recommending that people not evacuate Texas. Now, we saw what happened when the evacuations were not complete of New Orleans and Louisiana. We saw that there was all kinds of blame to go around.
Well, I'm really not in the business of politics. I'm not...
But if people were to take your advice, if the governor of the state of Texas were to take your advice, people would become very upset.
They're taking the advice of they're just taking standard meteorologic knowledge and applying it, and most people won't apply it because it does have the ring of something that's unusual. But it's really kinetic energy, and I'll say it again. If you're standing on a path in a wooded area and a bear comes out of his cave to the pathway, they say don't run. And that's correct. If the bear comes from his cave and you're in a wooded area and then the bear chases you, you should stand still. And I have an example of that from two friends of mine, Toby Bowe and another friend of mine, Tim Henley. They were fly fishing up at Bishop. And brown trout fishing and up near Bishop, and a bear appeared, and Toby stayed still in the stream, but Henley started to run down the stream, and the bear did take off after him.
And what happened?
Well, I mean, he eventually jumped into Lake Calhoun, which Bishop Creek empties into, but the bear just got angry, you know, and it was nothing it could do.
All right, Dr. Jeff Dowder on the line at 1-800-449-8686. As we're trying to fathom the depths of hurricane science, meteorology, we've had a lot. This is a second major storm.
Absolutely. It doesn't surprise me, though.
It does not surprise you.
No, because, and again, if you want to doubt what I'm saying, all you have to do is look at the magnitude of the hurricane that was Hurricane Katrina, okay? And everybody, and I mean everybody, was way, way, way bent out of shape about that. Well, guess what? On account of the kinetic energy that was released into the universe, not into the universe, but I mean...
See, that's where it begins to sound almost...
No, I'm just saying it's a physical energy. Naturally, another big hurricane is going to get made. And it's going to be made out in the Atlantic by a tropical wave, and it also becomes a tropical depression. But then when people are all just bugging or, you know, just crazy, then it churns and churns and churns. Then when they try to escape, the hurricane goes to where they are. So,
When you say the hurricane gets pissed...
Well, I'm not saying that, but it acts almost as if... You know, if a hurricane could talk, it's basically saying, you're trying to get away? Okay, well, I'm going to chase you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder with us. Here's David. David, go ahead.
Yes, there's just no way. You can't even compare an animal. That analogy with the bear is just ridiculous.
Well, I don't know what your basis in saying that is. A bear doesn't speak English, but a bear can read. A bear can read human emotion, and a bear can feel energy. And when a bear feels fear, a bear will react to that. See?
Well, what does that have to do with a tropical depression?
Well, I mean, take a look at Hurricane Katrina. What are the odds that a Category 5, two in a row, going in the exact same area of the geography, will occur within weeks of each other, if it doesn't have something to do with the kinetic energy created by the fear and panic of the people that are there.
Well, can you give me the equation for the kinetic energy, the physics, the basic physics equation for kinetic energy?
Are you a physicist?
No, I'm an electrical engineer. But I studied.
You can look online.
I don't need to look it up. I got it in my brain every day. I mean,
Okay, there you go.
You tell me.
I'm not going to tell you if you already know.
Well, tell everybody else what they and then try to explain.
Oh, like they're going to understand. Okay, go ahead. Make it simple.
It's mass times velocity squared.
Exactly.
What does that have to do with?
So that's what I'm talking about.
What mass? What velocity?
And what?
What mass?
What?
What mass are you talking about? The mass of people.
Yeah, the basic energy that's emitted by a group of people.
No, it isn't energy. It's not. Kinetic energy is not emitted.
By a group of metakinetic energy is.
There's no such thing.
When you say
metakinetic
energy, you're talking about something that I would say like metaphysical.
It is transcendent.
No, normal
energy.
No.
Well, I got an explanation. You don't, so I guess,
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, kinetic energy cannot be.
What's your?
Only when two things collide is kinetic energy.
Kinetic energy is mass times velocity squared times 2 or 1/2 of mu2, right?
Mass times velocity squared. Velocity squared. That's why a bullet has a lot of energy.
Right, exactly.
It's got a
times 2.
The only time you can transmit velocity kinetic energy is when two objects collide.
And 2 mu squared, right? That's all I'm saying. So
mv squared.
What you're doing is you're creating the conditions for the atmosphere to change. I mean, think about it.
Absolutely.
You're literally changing the atmosphere by the vibes of the people.
What I'm trying to do is, I
spend a lot of time talking to students and to a lot of people. I try to put it in language what people understand. You and I sitting here talking about this, it's just going to blow everybody's minds away. I'm trying to put it in a way that is going to make it believable.
Yeah,
and that people will.
Well, let me hear from David here. David, this is Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
What is,
look at Phil. This guy's not a meteorologist. Kinetic and potential energy. And look, energy is defined as the ability to, like, for instance, to do work. When the work is actually being done, we term the energy kinetic. Now, David's saying,
yeah, the motor in your car moves you away from the storm.
I'm talking about not just physical. I'm talking about.
You're talking about an emotional.
Exactly. Okay. Kinetic energy is an energy of motion. Well, emotional energy has motion as well. It comes from work having been done on an object, for instance, which is stored. For example, if there's a rubber band zinged from your finger has kinetic energy. What David says, well, that's the only kind of kinetic energy there is. I'm saying that when you're all, bugging out, that's kinetic energy too. See? Yeah,
no, it
it's heavy. I know it's heavy, but it's...
All right, look, David, thank you, sir, very much. 1-800-449...
Look, Phil, I'm serious. Look, we know that the further we pull back a rubber band, the faster and further it's going to fly. Now, consider this situation in terms of potential and kinetic energy. And
You're getting way beyond me, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That other guy is calling up, and he's all, mass squared velocity. You got to understand, you're talking to, especially on the talk radio programming, you're talking to people that are probably not really going to understand much past, 2 times 2 equals 4. What I'm trying to do is put the whole trip down in a manner which can be, the vibe of the thing can be stored up inside a cat's head.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Dowder about how the so-called metakinetic energy of people's emotions, feelings, panic even, draws hurricanes to them. And so that the last thing you want to do is evacuate, because that's panic, and that only speeds the hurricane along. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Gwen Stefani is like, she's frightening to look at, man.
All right, hold on. We're 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Jeff Dowder, and he is a mechanical physics professor at Caltech. Correct, Doctor?
Caltech in Pasadena. And a shout-out to the Beavers. And I keep telling them I got to change their mascot name, but nobody's taking me serious as of this writing. So, I mean, as of this broadcast, I can see him as of this writing, because it seems like that's all I ever do.
Well, all right. I mean, you guys at Caltech are a little, I guess, eccentric, huh?
Well, that's what people tell us.
Okay. We're talking about the Hurricane Rita following fast on the heels of Hurricane Katrina, because people being emotional and evacuating and panicking are drawing the hurricane to them. You said it's analogous to a bear getting angry when somebody runs away.
That's the best analogy that I can put on it, Phil. Remember again that kinetic energy is mass and velocity squared. It's one half of mass and velocity squared. Now, if you were to transmigrate this, and I don't want to use too many big words, but if you were to change this into an equation that has its change the paradigm to a to the very real energy that is emitted during times of emotional tumult, what you have is almost like the opposite poles of a magnetic field attracting. And again...
Yeah, but you said that people leaving, it pisses off the hurricane?
Well, I don't mean that pisses off the hurricane, but the hurricane will sense that it wants to go to a town and blow... Let's just say the hurricane wants to go to one town and just blow it to pieces. Now everybody is leaving. And if you're a hurricane and you're thinking, well, that kind of pisses me off because I wanted to go and just blast everything to bits. Now everyone's leaving. So you want to go to where they are.
But we're not saying hurricanes are thinking.
No, I'm just using it as an analogy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm from Irvine, California, but I grew up in Slidell, Louisiana, and right there where it all
took place.
That's
near Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a couple different things. You know, Dr. Dowder, I understand you got some great degrees behind you. I'll tell
really,
you that,
what degrees do I have?
I don't know, mechanical, I didn't hear it. I'm staticky on my cell phone. But I know you're a doctor of whatever it is you're talking about. Apologize for not knowing. Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you the truth of it. I'm somebody who's lived through 100 million of these things. When you go ahead and you talk about the kinetic energy and its ability to control weather is so completely far on the fringes of what kinetic technology is actually doing, if I wanted to, I could bus in 100 million Red Cross volunteers down to Florida and do the same thing in Galveston, make them jump up and down and trap the hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico until it burnt out of energy.
Well, have at it, man. Have at it.
The bottom line is, it doesn't work. It never has.
What do you mean doesn't work? Have you tried it? I mean, what are you talking about?
The mechanics of it doesn't work.
I'm just, the basic science is there, is what I'm saying.
Sure. You know?
And so, essentially, what you're talking about here, Phil, is people will stay in Houston, and yeah, the hurricane's going to bear down on them, and it's going to be coming at them with both barrels, but it won't be as strong because it's not, you know, pissed off enough or whatever you want to call it, because people didn't run away.
All right. When you anthropomorphize it.
No, I'm just trying to make a point.
All right. Here is David. Go ahead, David. David?
Yeah, I'm there.
Go ahead.
I was listening to the whole thing, and it's like, I kind of understand your theory, but a Cat 5 is going to be a Cat 5, right? I mean,
it's
going to hit.
Yeah, it is.
If you don't evacuate the people, you're rolling the dice of which city it's going to hit, right?
Well, if a Category 5, it's a Category 5, because right now it's going, you know what? I'm pissed off.
Well, what about 100 years ago when people didn't know it was a Cat 5 coming in?
Well, that doesn't matter. All I'm saying is if you're just going to stay around, you know, if you don't piss it off and stay put, the wind speed will decrease, whether it'll fall out of a Cat 5, go to a Cat 4, you know. But running away, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, now it's on, you see? The Hurricanes thinking, that, not that it thinks, but it's like saying, okay, now it's on. Now they're running. Now I'm going to get them.
Okay. 1-800-44. Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Gwen Stefani is the... sure, her nose is too big.
Hold on, 1-800, hold on for a minute, because I got a million things going on here. Dr. Jeff Dowder is with us, 1-800-449-8686. And we're talking about Hurricane Rita following in the path of Hurricane Katrina. The what you're talking about, Doctor, is sounds like this. The hurricane has a mind of its own. It sees people panicking, and it's chasing them.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say in layman's terms, yeah. But
what is the science?
The science is, and this is something that's well known to meteorologists. I just talked to Dallas Range and Dr. George Fishman, or I mean, I forget, Dr. George Fishbeck?
Dr. Fishbeck, yeah.
I talked to him. All of them said the same thing. When you go on the Phil Hendry Show tonight, make sure you let everyone know that if they evacuate, to where they evacuate, it draws the energy of the hurricane. The logical place for people to evacuate to from Texas will probably be New Mexico or maybe even Arizona. You're drawing the energy of the hurricane to areas that have not had hurricanes before. And if you get a hurricane in Arizona, now you're talking about flood basins getting filled. Okay? If there's enough evacuation, it could draw the hurricane even as far west as San Bernardino or maybe Gardena, and that becomes an issue for the Los Angeles peoples. So whatever you're doing or whatever you're talking about, it's better to stay where you are and to take the brunt of it, kind of like taking one for the team in a way, so that areas that are not used to hurricanes, such as, I don't know, you know, the Montclair area out here, or even Tucson, can have a chance to live yet another day.
You're telling me that a hurricane can get drawn into the desert areas?
I'm saying that if enough, yeah, but right now, what we've seen is hurricanes dissipate out over Oklahoma, which that's, there, you know, there's not anything, I mean, if, you know, if a hurricane hits there and levels, I mean, what, you know, what's it going to level other than, I mean, you know, like an oil well or something, or the cities, but those are way further away.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wendy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jeff Dowder.
Yes, hello, hi.
Yeah, ma'am, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a comment to make. I don't think that is completely right, because a hurricane is a natural phenomenon. And to my own experience, because I'm from the islands as well, I believe that a hurricane has a mind of its own. It's a natural phenomenon.
Well,
do you understand?
Well, yeah, and I believe that too. But also, speaking of being from the islands, I spent 4 years in an eastern province of Haiti studying some of the effects of what is called the animist religion of Haiti, which is called, in some areas, voodoo. And I noticed that there's a kinesis between the witch doctor and the person who is being cursed. And you'll be surprised. I don't know if you've seen it, Wendy, being from, if it was in your neighborhood or maybe a couple of streets over. Do you have a witch doctor or know of it?
I heard of it.
So in other words, if you take a doll that you made out of like a guy's, I don't know, you made it out of his like hair or something or sweat, and stick a pin through it, maybe the guy will feel pain, maybe he won't. Maybe he'll just, you know, have a loose bowel movement, or you don't know. Did the pin cause it, or did the dude himself make himself have diarrhea out of fear of the voodoo, see? Well, where one ends and where the other begins, we don't know. And so what I'm saying to you, Wendy, is how do you know where the fear of people's of the hurricane bearing down on them like a bat out of hell ends, and where the hurricane being pissed off begins?
I understand what you're saying, but all I'm trying to say is this. Let's look at it, because voodoo is part of metaphysics, and Jesus Christ was a metaphysicist.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm saying, that part I'm looking at is that, you remember in Jesus Christ's days, what Jesus Christ says to people is that, your belief is what will see you through. In the days of Noah, right? I'm not saying I don't believe or I don't. Those things don't exist.
Yeah.
But the days of Noah, when he built the ark, those that believed and who had the faith are those who went on the ark and those who were saved. Now, if the hurricane is that strong, it could be 300 miles an hour. And if you have a strong faith in God and you stand still, you will be the one. Because if you look at the Bible, in the last days in the apocalypse,
Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying what you're not saying is not the truth.
No, I understand. You're talking about religion. Well, see, that's the whole thing. See, I think the kinesiology, like there's a lot of people, in other words, Hurricane Katrina didn't get everybody, and Hurricane Rita is almost like its cousin. And it's going, I'm coming after the people that, you know, didn't believe.
Didn't believe in what?
In Hurricane Katrina.
No, it's not that. This is like a test from God to see how much faith you have. People talk about God. They talk about the test and faith in God.
It's a hall
pass. But now it's a practical something now.
That's very important. But it's also important to remember that if you split far enough away from the hurricane and it follows you, next thing you know, we got hurricanes in places that have never had them before. Wyoming, certain parts of British Columbia. Man, I don't want to be fishing king salmon when that happens.
All right, look.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I studied metaphysics in school, and I know about positive and negative
poles,
negative energies, and I understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But I also made a study of metaphysics.
All right,
yeah? Well, look, Wendy, I'm Dr. Dowder. I'm at Caltech University. I would love for you to come. I'll buy you a tuna fish sandwich, and we'll talk more about it. Mr. Henry has to go to a commercial break because in the language of our people, he's a little bit of a douchebag. And
wait a minute, man.
What?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm telling Wendy I can't talk to her anymore because you've got to go to a commercial.
Don't call me a douchebag.
Don't call the guy like that, man. He's all right.
He's a good guy. But, Wendy, you come to Caltech. I'll buy you lunch, and we'll sit down and talk. Let's compare notes.
Where is Caltech University?
Okay, it's in Pasadena, California. It's on Del Mar Avenue between Colorado and Del Mar. And if you come to California, come to Pasadena. It's very easy to find. You come to me, Dr. Dowder. I'm in the mechanical physics department. You say, Wendy's here from the Phil Haney Show.
My name is Phil Hendry. Thank you very much.
Yeah, whatever. Tell him that
I got to get going. Wendy, thank you very much.
Tell him it's Dr. Dowder, okay, Wendy? Come on out. I'll buy a tuna fish sandwich at Fuddruckers.
All right. Dr. Dowder, I don't appreciate it.
I'm just talking to the lady.
I don't like being called a douchebag because I got to go to a commercial.
See, your kinetic energy right now, man, is up in your douche quotient to a...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I just think Gwen Stefani, if you want to scare people. All right, we're back with Dr.
We're back with Dr. Jeff Dowder. Dr. Dowder, we only have a few more minutes on the show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Dowder about Hurricane Rita. I got to tell you, the conversation gets a little far afield here when you talk about how hurricanes are pissed off and they're chasing people.
It's just a way of explaining the kinetic energy that is created and that is eventually fomented. Now, I want to draw a very clear distinction here, Mr. Henry, if I could, at the very beginning. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about God being angry. I know there's a lot of people out there that want to go there. You know, that doesn't happen. Scientifically, you can't prove that. You can't prove through science that God got up one morning and was so PO'd that he decided to just, boom, zap New Orleans with a hurricane because he got up all PO'd about something. You can't prove that. You can't land on a fraction. You can't go into space. What is a fraction? You can't land on one quarter, one half. Okay? So,
It was just funny. I was listening to you. It sounded a little bit like Dennis Hopper from Apocalypse Now.
I love that movie. I don't know what you're referring to, but the point is that...
All right, I got to go to a phone call. I think I know what you're talking about. You're saying that you're talking science, not religion.
Yeah, and that last lady wanted to talk religion. She was a very sweet lady, and And like I said, Wendy, you come out and visit me, I'll buy a tuna fish sandwich and we'll talk about it. But one of the things I learned about Jamaica, and it is very important to understand, well, I was sitting in a hotel bar in Negril, Jamaica, 2 years ago, and I was with Tim Henley and Toby Bowen. We'd gone down there initially just do some snorkeling and some scuba diving. I'm sitting in the bar, and this dude comes up to Toby Bowen. He goes, yeah, I'm Dr. Dan is this dude's name, right? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
And he goes, whatever you need, I'll take care of you, man. You know, I like the way they talk. And next thing Toby Bowen knows, the dude gave him a book of matches because Toby's looking for a light for, you know, he's smoking a Camel or whatever. And inside the book of matches is a quarter gram of coke. Okay, this is how serious it is, man. This is what I'm talking about.
And what has that got to do with what we're talking about?
What?
About this guy getting a quarter gram of coke in the grill. You're talking about...
No, I'm just saying, okay, that you don't want to confuse religion.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Maria, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Maria?
Yes, hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah, hi. Good evening, Phil. How you doing?
Very good, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to ask the doctor that he's saying that the people, the fact that the people that from New Orleans, they send them to Texas.
Yeah, they go to no. If Hurricane Rita right now, which is scheduled to make landfall in somewhere in the Houston Galveston area, if people evacuate west, if they're heading west, okay, they're going to suck the hurricane out toward them. And the next thing you know, you got a hurricane that's peeing down rain on I-10 somewhere around San Antonio, El Paso. No can do.
In a way, you make sense because it doesn't, I mean, it's really weird that the people from New Orleans went to Texas and all of a sudden they have a hurricane going
there. Check it out. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. Let me jump in here.
Yes.
Maria, do you understand? Because I don't understand.
Mr. Henry, it's basic. You can't land on a quarter. You can't land.
Hold on for a minute. So in other words, there is a pattern here that you see very clearly that the hurricane is now headed directly to Texas where the refugees are as a result. You believe that the energy is drawn there, Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
Yes, I do because I'm open-minded. You know, I'm very open-minded. And, you know, what he's saying in a way does make sense, you know. He talked about also the voodoo. And then New Orleans, I heard they practice a lot of voodoo there. I've never been there.
Well, see, that's a whole other trip, you know. I mean, I don't want to get in too heavily because there's things I know about voodoo. And there's some people that I know. I knew some people in Miami and so forth. That I don't want to have any contact with anymore, and I can get into that. It's in my book, but...
oh, come on, man.
No, I'm just telling you, somebody who studies weather patterns, and Maria, look, you should come to Caltech. I'll buy you and Wendy a tuna fish sandwich. We'll talk about it, okay? My girlfriend, her name is Yvonne. She's originally from Jamaica. She is a student of engineering here. Mm-hmm. And she is very much a scientist, but she totally gets it. And the other thing is...
I'm a psychology student. I mean,
oh, yeah?
I just finished here. That's my major in school.
But also because we're an interracial couple. I'm white and she's black. I mean, that creates... that creates a vibe, you know, among people that's very tangible, right?
Yes,
and
that's correct.
You see what I'm saying? And if you check it out, I'll buy you a footlong when you come out.
Will you get out of here with your footlongs and your tuna fish sandwich?
I'm having a tuna fish sandwich right now as you're talking.
Oh, you have a tuna fish sandwich? Okay. You come on out here. Me and Yvonne will buy you a footlong. And what we'll do is...
Well, look it, man. I tell you what, Maria, come on out to California. Look up Dr. Dowder. He'll get you a footlong.
Okay.
What are we making it sound like it's bad or something? You're making a foot... Well, no, he's making a footlong sound bad. I'm just...
What is a footlong, dude?
It's a hot dog, man.
It's a hot dog. The
lady sounds like she's more healthy. She's eating tuna fish.
Yes, that's what I'm having.
Hey,
right,
man,
now.
A footlong with extra mayo. And you know what else? And another. But Mr. Henry makes a footlong sound bad, you know. I'm just...
Look, Dr. Dowder, I have to go. Maria, thank you very much.
Okay,
come on out,
so
Maria, and we'll take you out to dinner. Because everybody's welcome at our house, And I also have some artifacts from Haiti.
Get out of here, man.
I'll leave my number with the producer.
Okay,
I'll leave my number with him. Okay,
leave your number with the guy. And when you come out,
I got a break.
Okay, I gotta go, Maria, because Mr. Henry's getting super douchey.
All right.
Yeah, okay, it's a pleasure talking to you.
It's nice talking to you, but Mr. Henry's got skull hammering doucheness. I love you.
Get out! What, are you out of your mind?
Hey, look, man, I'm trying to connect with a sister, and you.
Yeah, you got a girlfriend at home, freak. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Jeff Dowder for being on the program with us, Doctor. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great, Phil. Just remember, look, I'll buy a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, that's fine. And also, Dr. R.C. Collins, Chris Putte, Pastor William Rennick. Pastor?
Get that soda out of that lake.
Yeah, that's for you. And Margaret Gray and Dr. Dotter again, thank you.
Okay, I'll buy a tuna fish sandwich.
Pastor William Rennick, Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California. All donations tax deductible.
I'll buy a tuna fish.
Ow! Ow, that hurts.
All the voices of the different characters on the Phil Hendry Show are performed by Mr. Hendry without additional compensation. Boy, does he take it, and I mean take it, unlubed.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.